Rockmania, Otario, su Radio Forer.
So I can be out of me, out of beat, and I feel like a mover. So I can be out of me, out of this pretty skills, like a boomer. I'd seem to be hurt to see out of me, and I feel like a stalker. And seem to be bad disease down with me, that's the sleep in St. Lawrence.
Ciao rockmaniaci, come state? Avete passato una buona Pasqua? Sono Dario, state ascoltando Rockmania o Rockmania dai microfoni di radiosonar.net. Hi rockmaniacs, how are you doing? Hope you had a good Easter. I'm Dario, you're listening to Rockmania on radiosonar.net. Very happy tonight to have a dear good friend from Berlin. Sono molto contento stasera di avere una cara amica musicista berlinese in collegamento telefonico con la quale ho collaborato spesso in passato quando vivevo a Berlino. We worked together quite a few times when I was still living in Berlin. So I'm very happy to have Ellie Seals on a phone call from Berlin.
Radiosonar.net.
So, Alice Seals from Berlin. Hi, Alice. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. I'm really good. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Let me introduce yourself to the Italian audience because, you know, we are good friends, dear friends from Berlin, but in Italy not many people know you. Not yet. Quando avevo questo locale a Berlino che si chiamava Open Bar, ho conosciuto Alice e lei si occupava di ospitare una open mic, quindi un palco aperto, ogni giovedì al mio locale. Era un palco aperto per modo di dire, perché Alice, essendo fondamentalmente una busker, cioè una musicista di strada, selezionava accuratamente i musicisti migliori che le capitavano a tiro, che le capitava di conoscere, e poi li portava a suonare nel mio locale ed ero ben lieto di tutto ciò. When we met in Berlin, you were busking, of course, like you're still doing now. And when you were hosting the open mic every Thursday, you were catching the best musicians. You were.
Yeah, and I invited everybody off the street. I was just like picking all my favorite musicians from the street and asked them to come and perform.
Yeah, and I was pretty happy about it because they were always good. Some friendship has started.
Yeah. Like there was this crew, yeah, this community that started there, which Offenbar was like the middle of it, and it was like the living room, you know, everybody just be there at the time, just whenever, and support each other, and or just be there for the open mic, drink a couple beers, and it's just... Yeah, I really started something really special.
Also thanks to you. Alice ha appena detto che era molto bello essere al questo locale Open Bar perché l'atmosfera che si era creata tra i vari musicisti della scena berlinese era molto amichevole, quindi sono nate delle amicizie in quel posto e a parte suonare, a parte la musica, era anche proprio bello incontrarsi lì. Devo introdurre Alice per chi non la conosce, perché a Berlino è piuttosto popolare. Lei suona ormai in giro da una decina d'anni, ha cominciato giovanissima suonando per le strade di Berlino e poi anche nei locali, fino a andare in giro per l'Europa, ma non solo, anche in Australia, Nuova Zelanda, suonando. Quindi lei vive di musica. You are around since at least 10 years in Berlin, yeah. Busking and playing in venues. And at the same time, you also toured, you played in Europe, and not only in Europe, because you played in New Zealand and in Australia.
Yeah.
That's great. Io penso che a questo punto siate curiosi di ascoltarla. Alice ha suonato anche a Roma nel 2015 per dei piccoli concerti organizzati da me e poi è tornata successivamente per conto proprio. I also mentioned that you played in Rome already in 2015. Some gigs
which you organized. Yeah,
exactly. Lovely. La canzone si intitola Kryptonite, Alice Hills.
my kryptonite, and no matter how much I love someone else, it will always be a different love. If you'd ever come back, I would leave everything behind. You are my kryptonite, and no matter how much. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. You are my kryptonite, and no matter how far away. You are my weakness, and no matter how strong I think I am, you will stay my kryptonite. Maybe one day the pain will, and I can stop. Someone else becomes my kryptonite. And someone else becomes my kryptonite. Ooh, oh, 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 oh.
Seals, Kryptonite. How does it feel to listen back to this?
Yeah, I haven't actually listened to this version in a long time, and that was a really nice experience, actually. And I forgot how good it was, actually, until now. So thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, it was in 2015 at Indiana TV with Georgie Fisher jamming with you, playing bass and background vocals. It was great. I was
that
there.
That was a great year for me. Yeah.
The first musician was a regular at our open mic and also a regular playing at Offenbar. I'm just translating for the Italian audience, and then you can introduce the first guest as you were used
Beautiful.
To do. Allora, partiamo quindi col primo musicista, che era appunto uno di quelli soliti suonare all'Offenbar.
Yes, he's a New Zealand musician that has lived in Berlin for a long time. He became a regular at the Offenbar and at the open mic, and he's a great singer-songwriter. He's got a very interesting and very unique voice and performance style that is very folk based, but like very, very nice. And I guess like just the folk scene is like really big in Berlin.
Okay, let's listen to him then. Dalla Nuova Zelanda, ma che vive a Berlino ormai da almeno 10 anni, Jamie Collier, If I Were a Spot of Dust.
If I were a Persian cat, I'd sit and purr and get fat. I'd pick a spot that belonged to me, and I'd never give it back. Wouldn't it be quite a lovely thrill to never have to pay a single bill? If I were a Persian cat, I'd sit and purr and get fat. If I were an automobile, I'd miss being able to feel. But I'd only need to turn the wheel to know that I'm alive. Wouldn't it be just a little weird being made of nuts and bolts and gears, were an automobile, I'd miss being able to feel. If I were a telescope, I'd focus on a planet and hope. Whoever's looking back at us don't also have a pole. Wouldn't it be a very wonderful fright to look out and see a whole new sight? If I were a telescope, I'd focus on a planet and hope. Beam of light, I think that I just might choose someone who wants to leave and make them out of sight. Wouldn't you have quite a lot to say? Born 100 million miles away. If I were a beam of light, I think that I just might. Spot of dust, I'd do what dust must. I'd live life day to day, shelf to shelf, and gust to gust. And if I find a place where I could settle down, I'd form a little rock and roll band and be the coolest spot of dust in town.
Radiosonar.net. One more musician we met was a British singer using the loop station. Do you remember her?
Yes, Millie Blue from Manchester. She's a great live looping artist, which she just uses just her voice and a loop station.
Sometimes she was playing ukulele as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's just so interesting how much you can do with just layering your vocals over loop station.
Stiamo parlando della prossima artista, che è un'artista, una donna inglese di Manchester, che usava nelle sue performance soltanto la voce con una loop station, quindi sovrapponendo vari strati di voce, ogni tanto anche lo ukulele. It's a recording we did in Offenbach in 2015, and Millie performed this song. Actually, I don't know the song's title, but still, it's something I really like. This is Millie Blue. Enjoy.
Use the steps, but That's what I regret. But give him an inch, he takes, and now my glass is rippled like a pebble, beveled and distorted. I broke my good.
Millie Blue live at Offenbar.
Beautiful.
I'm a bit melancholic right now. Sì, mi è scattata un po' di malinconia ascoltando questa registrazione dal vivo a Offenbar, che era il mio locale. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep going with another guy from New Zealand.
So, the next act is Harry Charles. He is originally from New Zealand. I met him first on the street, I think, like around Warschauer Straße, I'm pretty sure. And he's a very hippie kind of dude, like with long hair, like sort of like a hippie, gypsy kind of looking person, like just a beautiful soul.
And such a sunny smile.
Yes, exactly. He has this beautiful, broad smile. And he plays guitar so well. Like, he was always such a virtuoso on, like, electric guitar. And he just has such a nice, like, calm vibe, like, when he plays guitar. It's just such a nice ambient that he creates there. And, yeah, he's also become a regular there at the open mic.
Right.
And... Yeah, yeah, he's a great guy.
Il prossimo è un altro artista neozelandese che si è trasferito a Berlino da giovanissimo e ha suonato un po' con tutti, perché ha collaborato con la stessa Ellis, con Georgie Fisher e con molti altri. Tra l'altro, questa è una registrazione che ha fatto con un altro nostro amico che si chiama Matteo Dambussi. This is actually a recording from a project that Harry did with Matteo.
Nice.
The song is called All for Art, Harry Charles.
Why do you sit alone? Does mother know you're gone? What happened here? You followed these to try and understand the thought through. She will provoke you. The feelings, they flow so far, even to feel the dark. All for us. Hey little boy, the rising sun won't last long. Bottom rather the font of your patience. Mine wouldn't last for 5 days, but you're feeling brave. you're gonna do with your time? With the pages and unbind the hook, 'cause I know you can't comprehend the more you know and the less that you have. Just don't lose it all. Oh no. And well, only you and only you can guide yourself. Don't you hide yourself. You'll find your counterpart. All for us. No, you'll find your counterpart.
All for Heart. How do you like this song, Alice?
It's beautiful.
Ho una domanda per Alice. Vorrei sapere da lei come a suo avviso sarà Berlino una volta finita questa pandemia. What do you think? How will be Berlin after all this pandemic? Will be everything back how was before? I'm talking about the music scene, or it will be different? Berlin is so much international. There are so many musicians coming from all over the world. So my question is, how these musicians, how can they survive without playing their music?
Well, that is the question, isn't it? It's just been a really tough time for everybody, really, like especially if you are an artist. Definitely a lot of musicians that are from other countries have left during this time. So there will definitely be a shift in like who is still going to be here after all of this is over. But I mean, there's always going to be new people arriving. That's the thing, though, because like as soon as travel opens up again, like people are going to come here and like new musicians will arrive. But like some of the old ones where you just realize, damn, like some of those artists that have been here for ages and have been such a big part of this music scene, they're like leaving, you know, and it's scary because it means it's going to change.
Allora, ho chiesto ad Alice in particolar modo la differenza perché cioè c'è una grossa differenza tra Roma e Berlino. Chiaramente il problema dei locali c'è anche qui a Roma, dove tantissimi stanno soffrendo per poter andare avanti visto che non possono lavorare come facevano prima, ma la differenza a livello di musicisti è che Berlino è una città molto internazionale, ci sono musicisti che arrivano da ogni dove, da ogni parte del mondo, e chiaramente per loro adesso sopravvivere senza poter suonare è un grosso problema. Alice è ottimista da un certo punto di vista, dicendo che probabilmente poi una volta finita questa pandemia ne arriveranno di nuovi di musicisti, però la cosa che effettivamente fa un po' male è il fatto che ci sono dei musicisti che erano a Berlino da tantissimo tempo che stanno tornando a casa loro perché non riescono più a sostenere questa situazione. Anyway, let's keep going with another musician from Australia.
The next artist is Georgie Fisher. She's one of my very good friends and she's from Australia, from Sydney originally. I met her, I think, 6 or 7 years ago on Warschauer Straße when I was busking. I continued seeing her on the street and eventually I invited her down for the open mic night. And then from then on, we just became really good friends. And
okay, so this is Georgie Fisher in Little by Little.
Out. can see everybody but me. Little by little, I'm moving further away from the middle. Oh, maybe everybody can see everybody.
Little by little, Georgie Fisher. Georgie Fisher è una cantante australiana che era diventata appunto molto amica di Alice. Si sono conosciute suonando per strada nello stesso spot. Actually, Georgie was one of the first concerts at Offenbar. You were attending the gig and then we spoke briefly.
That.
Yeah, we spoke briefly and you offered me to do the open mic night, if I remember well.
Are you sure?
No.
I thought that...
Let's keep going with an Italian, an Italian singer. That is actually half British, half Italian, and the Italian half is actually from Rome. When I met him the first time, I didn't really guess he was Italian because his English was so good.
He has like this English accent, yes,
yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, exactly. Allora, il prossimo artista è un italiano, mezzo inglese, ma la sua metà italiana è di Roma proprio. Io quando l'ho conosciuto a Berlino mai avrei immaginato che era italiano perché il suo inglese era veramente ottimo. The song I would like to play is from a live recording at Offenbar back in 2015. And the song is called Hey, That's Okay, or More.
For nothing more than the sake of torture, I put a chameleon on a mirror, and as I watched it, while it lost its mind, it reminded me of me. Hey, that's okay. But hey, that's okay. When morning I left the house in the forest, I followed my footprints down to the beach.
Well, hey, it's okay.
Olmo and Open Bar.
Good time.
So funny, so nice to hear also the people clapping.
Yeah,
era una canzone che praticamente sembrano due amici che uno cerca di rincuorare l'altro dicendogli ehi, va tutto bene, è tutto ok, e l'altro ma non lo so, forse ma no, ma è tutto ok, chissà. Molto divertente. I love the humor that Olmo put in that song.
Yeah, it's a very alternative kind of style of performing, like not your average singer-songwriter stuff, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is lovely.
yeah, I just noticed that there is another Italian following, because there was also a lady from Italy that was a regular at Offenbar. Do you remember her?
Yes, Lara Guidi. She's also a good friend. She's also very good friends with Georgie. This is how I first met her. Because she lived really close to Offenbar, she just and would just be one of the regulars that we'd always have around, which was great because, yeah, part of the community. That was the great thing about it, that it was a community there.
Yeah, exactly. Allora, la prossima artista anche è italiana, in particolar modo dalla Calabria, che vive a Berlino da tantissimi anni e c'è questa particolarità che abitava molto vicino al mio locale e quindi insomma me la ritrovavo sempre lì. Laura, io non ti volevo e tu stavi sempre lì. Laura, she was always there, even if I didn't want her.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a song from Laura's first album. The album is called The Point and the song is Full Moon, Laura Guidi. Laura Guidi, Full Moon, Rock and Roll Baby.
Yay!
Some rock vibes from Laura, but it's actually her. She's like this. She's a volcano.
She is. This is how I came to think of all Italians to be, to be honest. It's just like very passionate. She's definitely one of a kind, though.
She's an Italian stereotype. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, in a way.
All right.
In a good way.
Let's change country, okay? Yeah.
We're going to England, UK. To the island of Jersey, which is a little island just between England and France. I met this next fella whose name is David Gaffney back in the day in the U-Bahn, like on the U-Bahn station close to my house, and he was just playing Unplugged, and I was sort of on the way somewhere, but I remember I just stopped in my track and I just told my friend I was going to be late, and I just listened to him And I thought, man, this guy needs an amp. Like, this guy needs to, like, present himself professionally. Like, he is so good. Like, he deserves to have, like, a proper setup and, like, be appreciated for his art. Because, damn, he can write songs. Like, he can sing. Like, he's a great performer. And so I sort of did what I did with a lot of performers at the time. I sort of took him under my wing and I just took him out busking with my gear and we just rotate sets. I still do that, by the way. And so we just did that for ages until he finally got his own stuff. And yeah, it was great. Like, I really saw him sort of become more of a professional artist, I think. Now he is definitely become, like, way more professional than he used to be.
Yeah, I had him a guest at my radio show a couple of months ago, and it was about the release of his latest song, so I'm very happy for him.
Lovely.
Abbiamo detto prima che Laura Guidi impersonifica un po' lo stereotipo dell'italiana vulcanica, che a Dennis piace molto questo perché è il suo modo di immaginarci un po' noi italiani. E adesso invece passiamo ad un artista inglese del Jersey, che tra l'altro è stato ospite di Rockmania un paio di mesi fa. Alice, I remember me and you in Hamburg, and you were trying to learn the song, and we were trying to catch the lyrics, but it was so complicated. And we had to call David and ask him about some words.
I remember, because we both love that song so much, and then you were like, I remember we were sitting in the kitchen of your friend.
Right, yeah.
You were staying with... And you said, why don't you just learn it? And then you helped me with the chords and we tried to figure out the words. Yeah, and then in the end, we did end
up.
I played it that night at the concert that I have.
Yes. Eravamo ad Amburgo, Alice ed io, per dei concerti che avevo organizzato là per lei, e mi venne l'idea che lei imparasse questa canzone di David, un amico e collega, e però era difficilissimo riuscire a carpire le parole giuste, perché l'inglese usato da David ovviamente era un po' particolare, un po' complesso, ma alla fine lo abbiamo chiamato, ce le siamo fatti dire, Alice ha imparato il brano e la sera stessa l'ha suonato dal vivo ad Amburgo. Ok, shall we launch the song? You wanna do it?
This is Through the Lights by David Gaffney.
Yeah, live at Offenbach.
I'm fighting fire with fire, figures with figures. I'm not gonna give up this fight. I was looking at a river. And up your games, and up your glory, and up the pretenders. Cause in the club I was high, looking out for rhythm. Should we go? Should we stay? Should we go? Should we take it there? Should we go? Should we stay? Should we go? Should we take it there? Should we go? Should we stay? Should we go? Should we take it there? Should we go? Should we go? Should we stay? And I was on the street lights, the cars looked like slithers. I witnessed a slug on a branch and it slipped in my river. And up your cash, and up your glory, up the pretenders. Cause I chose to smoke all night and drink to my limbs, to the quiver. Should we go? Should we stay? Should we go? Should we take it there? Should we go? Should we stay? Should we go? Should we take it there? Should we go? Should we stay? Should we go? Should we take it there? Should we go? Should we stay? Should we go? Should we stay? You're gonna find out. You're gonna find out. You know there's people that will come to your door, and in the jungle they won't ignore. Before my racing glaze you fly. Carry on, carry through, no we'll make it through the night. Carry on, carry through, hope you make it through the lights. Should we stay, should we go? Should we go, should we take it there? Should we stay, should we go? Should we go, should we take it there? Should we stay, should we go? Should we go, should we take it there? Should we stay or should we go? Should we stay or should we go? I'm fighting fire with fire, figures with figures.
I'm getting emotional listening to this one. Questa canzone mi emoziona particolarmente, anche perché nel testo dice should we go, should we stay, cioè dobbiamo andare o dobbiamo rimanere, cioè che questa forse è anche un po' la, non è il caso di questo brano, il testo non dice questo, però è una domanda che magari uno che è un expat, un espatriato, si pone quando si trova all'estero. I was thinking about also like this question, no? Should we go, should we stay? It's not actually the lyrics, it's not about that, but you know, it's something that an expat is often asking, no? Should we go, should we stay? Yeah, I asked myself the same question a few times. I remember like the early days, the nights were so long, especially when you were hosting the open mic, because around 2 o'clock I was closing the door, we were staying inside, a bunch of people with one guitar, you know, some cigarettes, and I was saying, hey, this is the fridge, you can grab your beer, leave the money at the bar, I don't want to work, and we were keep going until 4 in the morning, you know.
I remember, great time. Yeah. It was often we would wait until the first trains would run again. Like 4:30 is when they started running again.
Allora, dicevamo con Alice di queste nottate che passavamo, quando, soprattutto quando c'era lei al mio locale, che verso le 2 chiudevo la porta e rimanevamo un po' di persone lì con una chitarra, le sigarette e i drink, che praticamente dicevo a loro di prenderseli da soli dal frigo e lasciare i soldi sul bancone, e andavamo avanti fino alle 4, 4 e mezzo di mattina. Insomma, erano veramente dei tempi incredibili. The last guest musician for tonight, there is actually another Italian, another expat that left Berlin already, even before me. Il prossimo che introduciamo è un altro italiano di Torino che ha lasciato Berlino prima di me, quindi non vive più lì, e che salutiamo, lui come tutti gli altri. Would you like to say something?
Yes, so we're talking about the wonderful Matteo Tambusi.
The one and only.
Yes. Very similar to Laura, lived very close and just was always around. And he just became like, yeah, just a regular. And he's a lovely person. Later on, he then also produced the track that we heard earlier with Harry Charles.
Yeah, and he was also the guitar player and producer, I guess, of Laura Guidi.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Matteo has also worked with many people, and he did like this project for a while where he just records like all the regulars. I think he did some stuff with Millie as well, like he recorded like people.
It was called the Alphaville Home Studio Recordings. It's a double CD. Yeah,
yeah, Well done, Matteo. I hope you're well back in Italy.
Ciao, Matteo. Il prossimo brano si intitola Uban Blues. Matteo Tambussi.
Can you see me at the Uber station?
Matteo Tambussi, Uban Blues. Well, another volcano, eh?
Yes, you got it with the Italians, like, doing the loud stuff.
But it was accidentally, I didn't do it on purpose. Gli italiani sono stati quelli più roccheggianti stasera, ma in realtà è stata una coincidenza, non era voluto, non era intenzionale. Alice, you have a new EP coming up. Alice Hills sta per uscire con un nuovo EP e adesso ci darà un assaggio, un'anteprima apposta per noi di Rockmania qui a Radio Sonar del suo nuovo EP. You have a little preview, just a gift for us, Radio Sonar and in Italy.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, I recorded this EP like in December at the famous Gold Watch studio, which is like a very, very lovely studio here in Berlin. And so, like, in a way, like, this pandemic has had at least, you know, a good side to that, that I was able to record again,
yeah.
Which was nice. And now I'm gonna release this like this summer. I don't have a specific date just yet, but I want to release it before July. So it should be out before then. And this next song is actually the title track of the EP. This is the sort of raw live version of the recording that we did, which it's not mixed, it's not mastered. This is just like 100% just me in the studio with a guitar and my voice. And I think, you know, going back to the roots, this is like going to be a lot more authentic, more folk, more stripped down singer songwriter stuff, which it's been really nice to go back to my roots and just do more just very authentic, like, handmade music. And, you know, don't put too much of production behind it, which I have done in previous years.
How many songs?
4.
Quindi questa è la title track, è la canzone che dà il titolo al nuovo EP di Alice Hills, che sarà presumibilmente fuori prima di luglio. Saranno 4 brani e sarà semplicemente lei, proprio nella versione cantautrice, mentre in passato per le sue registrazioni in studio aveva usato dei musicisti, quindi aveva avuto una band. Adesso un po' ritorno alle origini di Alice, semplicemente chitarra e voce. Quindi ci ascoltiamo questo brano che si intitola Struggle for Art. Non è il mix definitivo, però è un'anteprima. Struggle for Art, Alice Hills.
Struggle for
Alice Hill's struggle for art. This is actually what's happening right now.
I thought it was very fitting.
It's nowadays life, but not only for musicians, you know, for promoters like me, for who is running a venue, and you know, so many people.
Yeah.
Quindi questa canzone si chiama Struggle for Art, cioè soffrire, avere difficoltà nel nome dell'arte, ma insomma un titolo più appropriato per quello che l'arte sta vivendo in questo momento in Italia, in Germania, ma insomma in tutto il resto del mondo purtroppo. Alice, thanks so much for being here. I mean, it's been really, really a big pleasure, and so nice to go back to the old times.
It has been so nice to talk to you and to also listen to all these acts that we used to see all the time. Like every week we would see these guys in the bar, and but it's nice that we can stay in touch and we can reminisce about the good old times like this.
Yeah, definitely, yes. È stato un piacere avere Alice Hills qui ospite stasera, ricordare un po' con un pizzico di malinconia questi giorni che erano così belli a Offenbar a Berlino, questa scena berlinese appunto di musicisti che si era creata questa amicizia, questa solidarietà. Purtroppo poi un po' ci si perde per strada, come ha detto Alice durante il tragitto, ma questo insomma è un po' il gioco della vita. E noi abbiamo preso, diciamo, soltanto un campione di tutti quelli che erano i musicisti che all'epoca giravano per Berlino nel mio bar, ma non solo. We got a sample, let's say, of all the musicians that were around. So I'm very sorry for we didn't play tonight, but you know, they are still in my heart, all of them.
Yes, there's so many more that deserve to be mentioned. So big greetings to all the other fantastic acts we have had over the years, and that have made like Offenbar what it was. And yeah, thank you, Dario, for having me. And
you're welcome.
It was lovely.
I think you will agree with me. I would like also to say a special hi to two girls that work at Offenbar, Lisa and Andrea. They were really big part of that bar, and I'm very thankful to both of them, and Tim Yopian as well, that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they were the hearts of the bar. In a way, yeah.
We were a family. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we were. That was the great thing about it. We were all family. Yeah, I miss those days, but yeah. Yeah. It's nice we're still in touch now.
Alice, a big hug to you, and a big hug to all the musicians in Berlin, and not only. And yeah, keep in touch, and hope to see you soon, as soon as it will be possible to travel again.
Beautiful. Goodbye. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Ciao, Alice. Buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
RadioSonar.net. Guys, thanks so much for listening. I'm Dario. You just listened to Rockmania on RadioSonar.net. I'll be back next Monday. Grazie mille per l'ascolto. Avete appunto seguito Rockmania qui dai microfoni di radiosonar.net. Io sono Dario, sarò di nuovo qui lunedì prossimo. Vi ricordo che Dario è anche l'anagramma di radio e che le due parole messe insieme formano Radio Dario, che è anche il mio canale YouTube. Vi auguro una buona settimana. Ciao, ciao.
Out of me, out of me, then I feel like a move on.
Avete ascoltato Rockmania.
So I can be out of me, out of this, bring a skills like a boom on.
Ogni lunedì. A lunedì prossimo. Ciao!